case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. We are live from our AdamDeputy.com basement and playrooms.
Can you guys hear me now?
Oh, we can hear you, Gibbon.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No way. Did that work?
It worked.
You would think we knew how to do radio. We don't.
We do. See, we are also not only morning show hosts, we are also engineer and IT technicians for Entercom. So.
Well, somebody's got to be, right, bro?
Yeah, that's exactly. Hey, do you ever think if you're a psychopath? Have you ever wondered?
Well, I've never wondered. If you really want to know the truth, as I sip my coffee in my kid's old playroom, I never thought it. I knew it.
Okay. I saw something online the other day, and it's a very simple little, it's a little scenario, and how you answer this question will say if you're a psychopath or not. Now, FBI, like federal investigators and criminal profilers, have used this to profile criminals before.
Wow.
And how you respond to this situation, and anybody listening right now can play along as well.
Well, if FBI Allie's here. I'll be the judge of that.
All right. So answer this question. Here's the scenario, okay? While at a funeral of her own mother, a girl met a guy who she didn't know. She thought this guy was amazing, so much her dream guy that she started to fall in love with him.
Psychopath.
Then a few days later, she murders her own sister. What's her motive for killing her own sister? How you answer this will say if you're a psychopath or not. Why would she murder her own sister? Why do you think, Allie?
So you're telling me it's correlated to the funeral.
Exactly. Why do you think she would kill her own sister?
Because her sister was sleeping with the guy.
Okay. Gibbons, what do you think?
Because the guy wanted to sleep with her sister and she knew that.
Okay, good. You're both not psychopaths. Congratulations.
Oh, good.
Because the answer that psychopaths give that question is she was hoping the guy would come to the funeral again. That's why she would kill her sister. Because you see?
Oh, dude, that's crazy.
Because that's the way a psychopath would think. Like, if
murder
my sister, maybe this guy that I never met will show up again. Who knows?
But where the hell did you find this article?
Sorry.
Don't ask me questions.
I want to know the validity of this.
Gibbons has a point.
You know?
Why is Riggs researching? How do you know you're a psychopath?
Look, I'm a mental health advocate. I mean, sociopath, psychopath, all sorts of mental health.
Listen, mental health advocate on day 6 of the quarantine, bro. We're worried.
From your basement bunker, looking up, am I a psychopath? Riggs, you might have some issues, bro. I'm just saying.
We're in my basement. Thank you.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Take up some more bandwidth.
Hey, we're on the radio. Stop it.
Oh, we are?
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Do you know what my hell to the no is?
Okay.
Do you want to know? It's coming into work every Wednesday, wanting to gush about This Is Us to Allie and Gibbons that give zero Fs about
Seriously.
This Is Us. Zero. I think
I'm trying to catch up on season 19 of a show that ended 5 years ago, okay? Can I live?
And I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the big three, all right? Why are Kevin and Randall fighting so hard?
Oh, God.
What's with the twins? Are you serious? You got a hell to the no? You can text us 71037.
Yeah.
Or call.
I don't know who any of these people are or what you just talked about. That's my hell to the no.
Talking about the Pearson family, baby. The Pearson family.
Who the hell's the Pearson family?
Don't get him started, Allie.
There's the mother and the father. There's Mandy Moore and the father. And the husband was Jack. They have three children, Kevin, Randall, and Kate.
I'm sorry, Allie, I asked, Riggs.
Now
so anyway.
I can't turn his mic off without turning your mic off now. We can't have that.
See?
This sucks.
Do you got a hell to the no? You can text us to 71037. Earlier we did the test to find out if people were psychopaths, and one listener texted in, OMG, hell to the no, I'm a psychopath.
Is that what they said?
Yes. Because she answered the question.
I can bring in the kids for my hell to the no. Hudson.
No. Oh, dear God, no.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Says.
Oh, there they are. Oh, Lord.
No. This is what
homeschooling.
We love homeschooling.
Okay, now get out. Goodbye.
Look what you did. Look what you done started, Allie.
Oh, my God. Allie, this is so incredibly relatable right now. Do you realize how many people are on... They're on video conference calls and they have their kids yelling in the background. How many people have been on a Zoom conference call this week with someone in their office and their kids are screaming in the background? They had to yell at them every 5 seconds.
I would say 90% of parents with small children. My friend who has teenagers messaged me and said, oh, I've never been more happy I have teenagers right now, because if I had small kids, I'd be going nuts.
We got text coming into 71037. Somebody said, oh my God, was bawling my eyes out after last night's This Is Us. See? Somebody else said, are you guys at home today? Yes, we're at home today. That's why we sound different. I'm in my basement. Allie's in her floor of a playroom. Gibbons is in the studio.
My child on my shoulder.
Right now, Allie has an 8-year-old literally climbing on her back, just wanting to yell.
Literally.
Somebody asked,
can
we
see this on FaceTime?
Somebody asked, can we see each other? Yes, we're all on a FaceTime call right now.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You can send your text to 71037. We'll read them next for Hell to the No. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so lots of celebrities have now tested positive for coronavirus as we are officially on our lockdown in Wisconsin. It has started. I saw that. And last night, the breaking news was that Prince Charles, the father of Harry and William, has contracted it, which is crazy.
Eesh.
Yeah. So we now know that Andy Cohen had come out and said he had it. The most heartbreaking thing for him, he's, you know, from Bravo.
Yeah.
The most heartbreaking thing from his story was that he was saying he's got a newborn baby and he can't see it. He's watching it on video in the other room.
Yeah.
And the nanny's, isn't that awful? And they've all tested negative, like, except for him.
I'm not a parent, but isn't that the time when you want to spend the most time with your kid is when you first have them? Like those few precious moments in the beginning.
You're obsessed. Like, you know how, like, an hour ago I was screaming at my kids to get out of the room while we were on the air?
Yeah.
Like, if I had a baby, I'd be holding it right now, like, look, everyone. Here's my... And now they're 6 and 8, and I'm like, get out! You know what I mean?
Socially distancing from your own children?
Like, when Andy's son's 6, he may, you know, it would be different, you know? But no, I can't... That would be heartbreaking. To not be able to touch your own child, like, seriously, at the end of the day. So he's one of them, Andy Cohen, Prince Charles, we found out today, Rand Paul, who was the senator, who we don't know why he was in the Congress gym the day he got tested positive. Nobody was really understanding why the gym was even still open.
Yeah.
So that was a big one that broke. And we had the keyboard. I'm not allowed to say anything bad about this one. The guitarist and founding member of Bon Jovi, David Bryan, has contracted it.
Right.
I said something funny an hour ago because Gibbons is from Jersey and I knew the Bon Jovi one would really touch his heart.
We were also experiencing
some technical issues. Somebody texted and said that we were being insensitive by laughing at that moment. We apologize.
And you know what I said? We're not CNN, okay, or whatever you're watching.
We're not Fox News. We're not CNBC.
And quite frankly,
we're not any of that, no.
Guess what I'm worried about right now? My children not screaming while I'm on the air.
Yes.
Is their homeschooling done? I don't care if a person's mad at me on a text message right now. That's where life is at.
Hey, you're working from home. They are your coworkers right now. They are your coworkers.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
I didn't realize this until, well, yesterday when the big announcement came out and I started freaking out because I had gone to the store and basically got all my essentials, I thought. But then I got home and do you know what I discovered?
What's that?
You guys, I overbought like the wrong things and I underbought the things I needed. Okay, you ready for this?
Let me tell you how much
I overbought. You ready for the one thing I have? Wait, you're going to laugh and say nobody has too much of this. But guess what I bought too much of?
What?
Bacon.
What? You're an American,
because,
right?
You don't understand. Every time I went to the store in the past 2 weeks, I picked up like 3 packages of bacon. And now I have so much bacon for the quarantine. I'm happy. But then it hit me. Well, wait, you just ran out of paper towels.
Oh, Jesus.
So I realized at the end of all this, I had plenty of bacon and no paper towels or tissues, mind you.
Which oddly enough,
I was like,
you might need the paper towels to make the bacon if you're making it that way. You know,
Riggs, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. And I'm going to be home a lot now, so I will be making a lot of bacon. In fact, I'll be doing it on the air. You can watch me at home. But I just wanted to know, did you over... I thought it was funny how I overbought, you know, and underbought the wrong things.
We were the opposite in our house.
Oh.
Riggs, you go first.
We overbought paper goods because my wife is a hoarder, so we have so much toilet paper and paper.
That's not even a joke.
No, it's not.
Like, we're not joking when we say Riggs' wife is a hoarder.
She is. Yes, very much. But we underbought all of our food. Like, she never buys enough food, but she came back with 2 packages of paper towels, but not enough produce or anything. I was like, oh, what are we going to eat? Are we going to eat paper towels? This isn't going to help us at all.
What are we going to eat? Well, the good news is I have bacon. I'd be more than happy. I can't see you or touch you, Riggs, but I'd be more than happy to throw it at your mailbox and keep driving.
I will be. You know what? Let's do a trade. Bacon for paper towels.
You know what, though? People are going to text to 71037. I might be an idiot if I gave you my bacon.
You might be
like, who gives up bacon?
And I would be an idiot if I gave you my paper towels. That's my ration.
Pretty much. Well, Gibbons, what about you? Over or under buy anything?
I think I hit the nail right on the head because at Casa de Gibbons right now, we have a stack of 25 things of ramen and 25 of those packets of tuna fish that they have at the store for like $1. And we're set for, I mean, I think we're good for a month, honestly, with that stuff, with those rations.
At least a month. You'll be fine. Well, text us 71037. What did you overbuy or underbuy? 71037. Pop us a text. We can read those. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Quarantine day one. Oh, God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
We are our own technicians this morning.
As we have been for a while now.
That's how we roll, baby. That's how we roll. We were just talking, Allie was talking about things that she overbought or underbought. Uh-huh. And you were saying that you overbought bacon, which I don't understand how that's a problem.
I get it. It's not really a problem, but I thought it was funny that I had 19 packages of bacon and no paper towels. I thought, wow, you overbought bacon and you underbought paper towels. So then, Riggs, you said you had paper products and no food. But Gibbons, my mic, it wasn't actually, I accidentally disconnected myself while we were on the air a second ago. What did you say, Gibbons? You underbought and overbought?
Oh, dude, I think we hit the nail on the head. At my house right now, we have, without exaggeration, a stack
booze.
No. Well, we got booze, of course. 30 different things of ramen and 30 of those individual tuna fish packets instead of the canned tuna, the packets that are already like seasoned and flavored. Oh, we are stacked up, dude.
Nice. We got people texting into 71037. My girlfriend and I bought $400 in supplies for the quarantine, and now we're both considered essential and still have to go to work.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the thing. You kind of got to figure out, you know, who are the essentials because we have to be on the air, but we can be from home, thank God. Well,
somebody
not
else,
Gibbons.
Somebody else texted into 71037. I overbought snacks and I underbought healthy stuff.
Dude, same.
As my kids have already gone through the oranges and apples I bought, we're now down to nothing but Quaker granola bars and Goldfish.
There you go. That sounds like a food pyramid to me.
Dude,
right?
You know how everyone says diet starts Monday. Diet starts after quarantine, y'all. There's no diets on quarantine.
Do you know what? Let's pull back the curtain a little because I was talking to the owner of Medical Weight Loss and Wellness yesterday, Kelly.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had to shut down and it's tough for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
You've got small businesses, you've got, you know, people you're employing. But I was kind of joking with her, like, imagine all the people who are going to be ready, who are giving up at life for the quarantine, that in a month are going to be like, okay, I need help getting back on the train.
Oh, hell yeah.
I said, weight loss will come back like it's January. Don't you worry.
So what derailed you, coronavirus? You had it? No, just quarantine.
Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Today marks day one.
Day one.
I'm safer at home in Wisconsin. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love it how it's like the meme where it's like people before the quarantine where they're all sitting inside on their tablets. It's like people after the quarantine or during the quarantine.
Everyone's outside.
Everyone's outside. Like, all of a sudden, they love nature and life, okay?
Well, Tony Evers, Governor Evers, has directed the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to issue this Safer at Home order. It went into effect at 8 o'clock this morning until 8 o'clock a.m. on Friday, April 24th, or until they suspend the order for any reason, if they could do that at any time. Now, what this basically says is non-essential and essential businesses. And there's kind of some gray area. And if you feel like you're an essential business, you can still apply to be an essential business. But the big ones, like movie theaters, restaurants are not open for dining in. Zoos, amusement parks, all that kind of stuff shut down because they don't want large groups of people congregating.
Okay, and I get it. Everybody's at a different place understanding how serious this is. Some are way far gone and some are not even paying attention, and that's the problem. If we could all just kind of find this nice medium where we're doing the right things and being safe and washing our hands and not going out and just flattening the curve. But so when I heard this yesterday and he said a month, I was not even surprised because we've already seen this in New York. We've seen this in California. So when my friends are texting yesterday going, I can't believe it, I'm like, really? Are people really not prepared in their minds for what's happening right now? Like, are we not there yet still?
So you're asked to stay in your house and quarantine, self-quarantine, but you can leave for essential exceptions, which are things like going to a doctor, going to a pharmacy to pick up prescriptions, going out to pick up food. If you need to go to the grocery store, that's fine.
Walking your dog.
Go out for a walk. You want to go out, walk your dog, get out and get some fresh air. You can still do that, but maintain social distancing when you're doing those.
Right.
If you go to a park and there's 700 people, don't go to the park with 700 people. That shouldn't be happening. Yes, leave. That
should be happening. Well, first yell at them and then leave.
Yes. Like I yelled at a guy at the grocery store yesterday for not using sanitizer or one of the wipes.
Wait, stop. You did?
Yes.
You called somebody out?
Yes, because he walked in. He walked in right behind me.
Hold on, I need to sit back and enjoy this. What happened now, Riggs?
I'm at the Pick and Save, right? The Pick and Save in Franklin. I go in to get some produce. And
76 Franklin?
76. No. Rawson and Highway 100. The one right next to the Target. I walk in. I wipe down my cart with the wipe. I get some hand sanitizer and put it on my hand. And I start looking at the produce. And I turn around. I see a guy walk in with his cart and just derp right by the sanitizer. So I turn around. I go to the wipes, I take a wipe out, and I walk up to him, and I go, excuse me, sir, I go, here's a wipe, you might want to wipe down that cart, and there's hand sanitizer there, you can use that for your hands, it's there for everybody.
Damn! He went,
oh.
You dropped him.
Well, he goes, I washed my hands before I left my house, and I said, it doesn't matter, dude. I go, you got it. I go, just use it when it's here, that's why it's here, it's for you, it's for me, it's for everybody. He went, I didn't know I could use that. Like, he was like 60, he was a boomer.
But it doesn't matter, Riggs. He should be more worried. The old people are the ones who have time to watch the news. Thank you.
Yeah.
But like my parents. But listen, I'm talking all day watch the news. No, but seriously, this is what's funny to me. And this goes back to what I said a second ago, was that are people really understanding how serious this is? And if you have see a guy after we've been put down lockdown for a month and you still see a guy at the store yesterday not using a wipe, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Like we're never going to flatten it if people don't start using their brains.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid, you
morons.
You know
what I mean? Like seriously, get it together, people.
All the questions and answers and kind of a breakdown of Governor Evers' safer at home order is up right now. Check it at 1037kissfm.com. It's a very nice breakdown with graphs and charts. It makes everything easier, right? Graphs and charts.
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
He said yes.
Kiss FM.
The thumb Riggs up means Allie. Talk.
We're from home and I can see Gibbons on FaceTime giving Riggs the thumbs up.
I was jamming out to Doja Cat. No.
I know. Riggs wasn't looking at him and Gibbons is just sitting there thumbs up and then Riggs goes, oh, hello.
Now that thumbs up.
I love that song. Man. It's good. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So Riggs and Allie and Gibbons and we have completed day one of working from home. Did we learn anything?
I'm on the air!
Can I go first?
Go ahead.
I learned that Allie cannot work from home. This is going to be a nightmare.
This is going to be a nightmare.
With your coworkers won't shut the hell up.
Oh my God. My kids, aka my coworkers, my new coworkers at home. They scream, they jump on me.
Yes.
They come and tell me when somebody hit them or didn't listen to them.
Do you have an HR director there?
Somebody I do have an HR director. Her name is Ella. Ella!
Oh, right.
File a complaint, please.
My nanny is here, but no one can maintain these beasts. Ella, are you okay after day one of me working from home? Yes or no?
I'm mean I'm still here.
Hey, man, if the check cashes, it's fine.
Oh, Gibbons, my God.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that through all of the adversity, I am proud of the three of us. This has not been the easiest thing. We've had technical difficulties. I've seen throughout the morning, the three of us have had separate moments where we almost freaked out. But we didn't, and we got through day one. So to us, I'm proud of us, guys.
Yay!
And I've never said that before.
I can't clap. I only have one hand. I'm holding my microphone. Can you clap for me?
Yes. What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie?
I learned that we may be a hot mess express, but Gibbons is right. By day 29 of this 30-day hold, we are going to be so good on the air, you guys. Like, I'm just saying to all our listeners, just hang in there. Give us 29 days. We'll get it down.
Can I open up the fourth wall a little bit more for the listeners?
FaceTime just went
to crap at the end of the show. Come on,
Wonderful.
Man.
Right at the end.
Call me back, Riggs.
Catch
Riggs
up with
like,
our
no.
show at 1037kissfm.com. No.
No, I'm not calling her back.
Stay home. Stay safe. The full review of the governor's orders up at 1037kissfm.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Your hands.
Yep.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.